Former Minister Dominic Grieve has stated that he'd leave the Conservative Party if Boris Johnson were elected leader. The comment came amid controversy surrounding the former Foreign Secretary's description of Muslim women in burqas. Johnson said he would not support a ban on the face veil, but compared women wearing a burqa to letterboxers and bank robbers. Friends of Bojo argued that the row was politically motivated, drawing parallels to the ongoing plight of Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who was frequently subject to accusations of anti-Semitism. Conservative Chairman Brandon Lewis has asked Johnson to apologise for the remarks, which the Prime Minister herself, Theresa May, called offensive, but no firm disciplinary action has yet been taken. But this raises a very important question. Does Boris deserve to be punished for his views, or is he a victim of the thought police and a mission to make political correctness the norm? Both author and political commentator Kanta Ahmed and media personality Katie Hopkins believe that Boris shouldn't be punished for his statement and that political correctness in the UK is getting out of control.
Not at all. In fact, I just found it astonishingly scandalous at the hysteria surrounding what I considered satirical remarks, which were not at all malicious or malignant. Rather than the outrage at normalizing the niqab in the British society. And to be completely frank, I realize that Mr. Johnson is not in favor of banning the niqab in Britain for all of the reasons he stated. The concern I have is that the full face veil is becoming normalized in Western Europe and in Britain when it has no basis in Islam. There was even a prominent letter in the Times of London this morning by a Muslim imam from Oxford explaining that Mr. Johnson did not go far enough. And this normalization of covering the face, which is something which is seen even in a minority in the most orthodox of Islamic communities and is a hallmark of militant fundamentalism. It's a hallmark of neo-orthodoxy. It has no basis in the Quran. There is no recommendation in the Quran for women becoming erased from the public space in this manner. Yet, of course, you know this was the symbol of the Taliban. This was the symbol of ISIS. It's astonishing that we're having British liberal intellectuals rising to the defense of this aberrant practice. That's the real outrage. And I hope Mr. Johnson stands his ground and does not apologize. But perhaps reaches out to experts who understand the concept of the niqab in the context of political Islam. And maybe it's an opportunity for Mr. Johnson to deepen his knowledge. I think it's truly a symbol of rejection of the secular world. It is a separatist move. It is a desire to be seen as an other, as an apart, not an integrated member of society. And I think particularly it's very interesting that it's being adopted by younger British Muslims who, or younger Western European Muslims whose mothers may not adopt this. It's almost like a symbol of the militancy du jour. And this is an indoctrination coming from Islamism, from neo-fundamentalism.
No, absolutely not. And having gone around the UK and looked at data and polls, you know, it's about 60% of people agree that Boris Johnson was right to say what he said, and they don't disagree with him. No, and I think that's one of the things. You know, Boris's article, the thing that people are complaining about, was actually an article that said we shouldn't ban the burqa. It was an article in support of women being able to wear it if they wanted to. And unfortunately, that's been a message that's been completely lost in all of the noise and outrage. And now the news that's just come in is that Boris is going to face a formal investigation by the Conservative Party into his comments. And I think what's happening is that the majority of Conservative voters are backing Boris, but the Conservative Party are determined to try and make it look like they're punishing him. So it's a bad move by the Conservatives. Most people are rallying behind Boris, and we're very much hoping he doesn't apologize for what he said. I think absolutely political correctness is out of control. I think the two big points for me from this. So, okay, Boris writes an article. He says that the burqa, the niqab, the whatever, looks a bit like, makes people look like letterboxes or postboxes, he says. It makes people look ridiculous, but he says we shouldn't ban the burqa. But at the same time, at the same moment in history, brave women in Iran are removing their headdresses, their hijabs, and defying the Islamic regime in order to fight for their freedom. And they're being arrested and often disappeared by the state for being so brave. That's happening at the same time. You know, and the other point, of course, is that what's actually going on here isn't a criticism of the burqa, because Boris was actually in support. It's that you are no longer allowed to criticize Islam in the UK. And that makes us Sharia compliant. That means that in the UK in 2018, it is now not acceptable to criticize Islam or a religion, but Islam. And that is a very dangerous proposition for regular people in the UK, and it's not something any of us are enjoying.
Indeed, by labeling relatively trivial comments by Boris Johnson as hate speech, one could argue that the lines between this and far more dangerous rhetoric being unnecessarily blurred. Daniel Rowell, Radio Sputnik.